Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The Garden City Police Department is warning the public of a rise in smash-and-grab burglaries this holiday season. That is when the window of a vehicle is broken so that an individual can quickly steal small but valuable items left in plain sight, such as cash, purses, wallets, cell phones, and other electronics. And a most recent map of drought intensity across the region shows that a greater portion of southeast Kansas has moved into the most severe D4 category. Julio Flores has more.
Montgomery County has stayed mostly in the D3 over the past month, but surrounding counties of Wilson and Lavette have also seen an increase in D4 levels. The common effect of a D4 drought are severely impacted crops, wildfires, large dust storms, and death of fish and other aquatic species. Nearly 56% of the state of Kansas is in D3, with 35% in D4. Kansas has the highest D4 levels of any state in the United States.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Right now, Prairie Land Partners has service and inspection specials that give you the power of choice and save you money. From mowers and compact construction equipment to the largest tractors and combines that John Deere offers, they have an option for you. They also have Legacy Series specials for older John Deere combines and tractors. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
New federal guidelines have nearly doubled the number of Americans eligible for lung cancer screening. Insurance companies are required to cover these tests for those ages 50 to 80 who currently smoke or used to smoke. Along with new treatments, lung cancer screening saves lives. If you are 50 to 80 years old and smoke or used to smoke, talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening. For more information and to find a screening center near you, visit the National Lung Cancer Roundtable at nlcrt.org.
During the holidays, the way to make it fun is with one-stop shopping. Get ready to host your best holiday season and get in a jolly spirit with items for every corner of your home. Festive home decor can be found in many categories throughout JCPenney as you fulfill that gift list. Shop any way you like in-store, jcp.com, or buy online and pick up in-store. This shopping message is sponsored by JCPenney. JCPenney promises to help you unlock the holiday season with more gifts for less.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly reported that the state is on track to implement a new law to phase out the state's sales tax on groceries over 3 years. The governor signed the Axe the Food Tax legislation in May, and she said the Kansas Department of Revenue has published its notice to initiate those changes. Governor Kelly also renewed her call for lawmakers to pass a bill that immediately eliminates the state sales tax on groceries, diapers, and feminine hygiene products. Governor Kelly said they have axed the food tax and are putting money back in Kansans' pockets, and Kansans will see the savings very soon, but she said they can do more. When the Kansas legislature comes back in January, she said that she will push again for the complete and immediate elimination of the state sales tax on groceries. The law will drop the tax to 4% in January, to 2% in 2024, and to zero in 2025. And Governor Kelly has said previously that it will save taxpayers about $740 million over 3 years, with a family spending $200 a week on groceries, saving $208 in 2023. On Friday, Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt filed a lawsuit against leading national insulin manufacturers and pharmacy benefit managers over alleged violations of the Kansas Consumer Protection Act, accusing them of operating an insulin pricing scheme that forces Kansans to pay excessive costs for the life-saving drug to control diabetes. Schmidt filed the lawsuit in Shawnee County District Court, and the complaint alleges that the defendants maintained a pricing scheme that inflated the cost to produce insulin, forcing Kansans with diabetes to choose between rationing their medication to stretch their health care dollars or going without insulin and risk potentially deadly complications. The lawsuit arises from Schmidt's ongoing investigation into the practices and activities of pharmacy benefit managers in Kansas. That investigation began in 2020, and the lawsuit filed on Friday is the second that it has produced. Last year, Schmidt settled with Centene Corporation regarding its business practices in Kansas, recovering more than $27 million for Kansas. On Friday, Governor Kelly tweeted a message emphasizing the reasons that she wants to see the state legalize medical marijuana, reinforcing one of the priorities for her second term as governor. Kelly said this legislative session, they need to legalize medical marijuana so that Kansans with severe illnesses no longer have to suffer. And providing this relief is long overdue, so everyone needs to work together to get this done. In mid-November, Kelly outlined five objectives in which she plans to focus on in her second term. Joining the legislation of medical marijuana on that list are providing tax relief, expanding Medicaid, protecting first responders, and investing in mental health resources. With Missouri voters approving a state amendment allowing recreational marijuana, Kansas now is nearly surrounded by states that have either decriminalized marijuana to some degree or made it legal for recreational or medical use. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just after 3:30 p.m. on Friday in Sheridan County, a 2016 Kenworth semi driven by 54-year-old Jamie Beeson of Scott City was traveling on U.S. 24, 7 miles west of Kansas 23 Highway. The semi struck a 2018 Ram driven by 63-year-old Brenton Phillips of Selden, who was stopped behind a 2014 Peterbilt semi driven by 76-year-old Guy Wolf of Syracuse, Nebraska, and the impact pushed the Ram into the Peterbilt. The Kenworth and Ram came to rest in the South Ditch, and the Peterbilt semi came to rest on the shoulder approximately a quarter mile east of the accident scene. Phillips was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to Mickey Leopold Mortuary. A private vehicle transported Beeson to the Sheridan County Hospital, and Wolf was not injured. Phillips was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
At the St. Francis Wrestling Tournament of Champions that was held on Saturday, December 3rd, there were 11 Norton medalists. That includes 106-pound Austin Katz placing first, 113-pound Derek Clydesdale placing fourth, 120-pound Jayton Weigel placing second, 126-pound Caleb Sumner placing third, 138-pound Darian Musquez placing fourth, 150-pound Clayton Sumner placing third, 157-pound Colby Minaw placing third, 165-pound Logan Fonestell placing third, 190-pound Garrett Urban placing first, 215-pound Jefferson Otter placing first, and 285-pound Corbin Puga placing first. At the Trigo Girls Wrestling Tournament, Norton placed second as a team, and the results individually include 110-pound Elise Waite placing fourth, 130-pound Lily Puga placing fourth, 135-pound Ashlyn Talent placing second, 140-pound Caitlin Talent placing fourth, 155-pound Evie Vance placing third, and 190-pound Cadence Greason placing third. The Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball team traveled to Logan on December 1st to play against Logan Palco, and Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball coach Jim Cole stated that the Northern Valley Junior High A team boys improved their record to 2-1 with a 32-23 win over the Logan Palco Trojans. Coach said the Huskies did not shoot the ball that well, but played very good defense the whole game, and Tate Hauheim and Griffin McKinney each scored in double figures with 13 and 10 points to lead the game. The Northern Valley B team boys lost by 2 points with a score of 28-30 to the Trojans. Seventh graders Lucas Hansen, Tate Hauheim, and Griffin McKinney each played one quarter and led the B team in scoring with 8, 7, and 6 points. And classmate Malachi Hitt added 5 points on the night. This made the Husky B team record 1-2 on the season. Coach Cole then reported that the Northern Valley Junior High A team boys competed in the Healy tournament on Saturday, December 3rd. Coach said the Huskies played the Western Plains Healy Bobcats in the first game and won 45-7. And Tate Talheim had a career-high 27 points, including 3 three-pointers in the game. Griffin McKinney added 9 points and Lucas Hansen 7. The Huskies then faced the Weskin Coyotes in the championship game. Northern Valley played hard but lost 32-51, and Coach Cole said this was the best team that they've played against so far this season. Six Huskies scored points in the game, with Tate Talheim leading the team with 10 points despite not playing in the second half with a sprained ankle. Lucas Hansen and Wyatt Compton each added 6 points, and Connor David chipped in 5 points. The Northern Valley A-team boys' record is now 3-2 on the season. The reopening of K-123 in Decatur and Sheridan counties has been delayed. The reconstruction project was originally scheduled to be complete by the end of November, but will require additional time due to construction setbacks and impending winter weather. The road is now expected to be reopened in late spring 2023. Motorists are advised to continue using the signed detour on K-23, K-223, and K-383. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Eric Oschlager at 785-443-1266. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Northern Valley USD 212 knows the students who take academics seriously and work hard in band, FFA, forensic, Scholars Bowl, and more work even harder to achieve their goals. Good luck at the upcoming events from all of the faculty, staff, and administration at Northern Valley USD 212. Wilkins Manufacturing Incorporated and Tarpson Limited wishes the Stockton High School good luck at all the upcoming academic events this week. From your friends at Wilkins Manufacturing Incorporated and Tarpson Limited in Stockton, we can unload almost anything, anywhere, anytime with a Wilkins trailer.
The Norton County Commission is currently seeking names of individuals that would be interested in serving on the Norton County Hospital Board of Directors. Names must be submitted to the Norton County Clerk's Office no later than December 30th, 2022. This appointment will be a 4-year term. Names can be submitted in writing to Norton County Clerk, P.O. Box 70, Norton, Kansas 67654, or by calling 785-877-5710 and submitting your name for consideration.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Optimism for what we're going to see price-wise in the cattle markets in 2023. That's according to Randy Block, the CEO of Cattle Facts, as he gave his annual presentation at the KLA convention in Wichita.
We think fed cattle prices will be another $13 a hundred higher or so in 2023. We think the beef market will bounce back, but basically won't exceed where it got into in 2021, average around a 270 to 275 on the cutout this next year. We've got calf prices up in here averaging closer to 2.25 on an annual average basis. We could easily see them trade as high as, if the rains will come, we get some moderation in this drought, we could easily see calf prices as high as 250 at some point this year. Feeder cattle prices, I think there's a very good chance, Greg, that we'll see feeder cattle prices at their summer highs up in here on an 8 to 8.5 weight steer up closer to 215 when we get out here July, August of 2023. So the other key assumption in all that is we do believe we'll see moderation in weather, and we'll see the strength of this drought will lessen. We won't be as hot. We won't be as dry. We're not through the drought yet, but we'll see the severity of it to decline, which we believe will lead to a larger corn crop. We think we'll have more acres planted to corn. And we could easily see corn prices back below $6 as we get into next fall.
Block did warn, though, with the packer margins shrinking as much as it has here in the last part of 2022, that you're probably going to see more volatility in the cash trade take place in 2023. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. there is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We've got fair, breezy, and mild weather in the Central Plains for now, but some changes in the pattern are coming up, especially by about midweek with a fairly strong low and cold front that should bring rain to parts of our state. In the meantime, a weak cold front will cause cooler air to filter into our northern counties today. Temperatures will be trending back into the low and mid-40s for most areas by tomorrow afternoon. On the map heading into this afternoon, our cold front is entering northern Kansas, high pressure from the northern plains coming in behind it. We also have a semi-stationary front and low pressure extending from southeast Colorado down into Oklahoma. Another low is entering central California and the Pacific Northwest. That'll develop in the Great Basin and bring us some rain or snow by Wednesday night and Thursday. Pretty fair across our state today, mostly 50s, except for some 40s behind the cold front in our northern tier counties. High pressure will continue to move southward this evening with cool air coming in, so overnight lows will be chilly. Looking at Tuesday, we might get a few light rain showers early in the day for the eastern counties with low pressure moving into central Missouri. Other than that, we should see a little bit more cloud cover tomorrow with our stationary front still in place over southern Kansas. Cooler statewide tomorrow, but generally fair. Then some rain or showers for much of our state in store Wednesday night into Thursday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we're looking at upper 40s to low 50s with upper teens for the overnight hours. Upper 40s north central, and tonight we're in the low 20s. Low 50s northeast and mid 20s to low 30s for the overnight. Upper 50s and low 60s in the southwestern counties will be in the upper teens and low 20s for the overnight hours. South central, mid to upper 50s today, mid to upper 20s overnight, low to mid 50s southeast, and tonight we're in the low to mid 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Why should you add sustainable oils camelina to your crop rotation? Consider this. Sustainable oils camelina is the feedstock crop of choice for renewable diesel production, and demand is growing fast. It has strong drought tolerance, cold tolerance. It's easy to grow. You can plant it early so it doesn't bump up against your winter wheat harvest. You could even double crop for more income on the same acres. You'll have ground cover through the winter with all its biological benefits. We provide growing support all along the way. We'll pay you $300 per acre if you're new to growing sustainable oils camelina and get a certified stand. And here's the kicker. When you partner with us, we'll provide the seed at no cost. Learn more about how sustainable oils camelina could boost profitability on your farm while still protecting your soil and your time at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1 1/4, 849. Dece up 1 1/4, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3/4. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 1/4, 620 and 3/4. March up 10 3/4. August soybeans up 58 1/2, 1678. November up 34 1/2.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.